This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Officials in Canada say they've completed its investigation into the detection of potato wart on Prince Edward Island back in 2021, but reports of the planting of potatoes in tainted soil has many in the U.S. very concerned. Cam Quarles, CEO of the National Potato Council, says this practice needs to end as it perpetuates the disease and makes its spread more likely.
If the risk remains unaddressed, it heightens the possibility that this disease gets into the United States, and that would be a multi-billion dollar negative impact on not just the potato industry, but the whole U.S. economy. We can't allow that to happen.
Quarles says this can be done successfully.
There are ways to mitigate all of these risks. But CFIA, USDA, they need to act rapidly. This report that APHIS put out has been out there for 10 months now, and it needed to be acted upon 10 months ago. This far down the line, it is just imperative that they act.
The wait-and-see attitude, Quarles says, is dangerous.
Well, apparently that has been the strategy for a while, and we're getting increasingly concerned as that's becoming the durable strategy. We need a change here, and we need it fast.
Quarles says without additional mitigation measures, that APHIS report states that it is a question of when, not if, PEI potato wart spreads to the United States.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.